All right, let's get to lesson number 50 here. Verse number 17. Interesting lesson. Interesting verse. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. With this lesson, we're halfway done. 100 lessons on the subject of living life wisely, which enables us to live a superior life, not because of the job we have or the educational background we've had or the culture that we have brought up in, but people who live according to Bible principle of wisdom live a superior life. It's just a better life as you live according to the principles of God's Word. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Interesting verse. Now, what's our lesson? Living life wisely involves investing in that which is better. Investing in that which is better. The wise man said, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Now, I'm glad that this verse most certainly is not teaching that it is wrong or unwise to eat meat. All right? That's all settled in the New Testament for us. Everything is good if you receive it with thanksgiving. Even eggplant. Amen? Everything is good if you receive it with thanksgiving. And that's talking about pork, you know, lest there are all he, boy. Now, there might be some meats, folks, that are better for you than others. Okay? That's where common sense kicks in. And I'll be honest with you, you know, it just makes me wonder, you know, they pump these chickens full of preservatives. Those things get fat in the mouth, you know, boom. And I know, I really believe the food is not as healthy as it used to be when I was a boy. I really believe that's where a lot of this stuff is coming from. Okay, you got to use common sense. But as far as right and wrong, it is right and fine to eat meat. That's not what this verse is teaching, okay? The principle here has nothing to do with vegetables versus meat. The principle here has everything to do with the matter of love in the home. That's what the verse has to do with. Better is a dinner of herbs, vegetables, where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. If you have a dinner of herbs, of vegetables, shared and served by hands of love, in the atmosphere of love, it is better than a dinner of the finest meat, the most luxurious food you could obtain, if it's shared in an atmosphere of hatred, ugliness, bitterness, anger, wrath. Okay, that's what the teaching is here. Better than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Stalled ox. Now, what he's talking about this? When I was boys ranch. They called it Shepherd Lane Boys Ranch. That was the name of it. It's a big farm, really, is what it was. 52 acres and a pond. And we, had a milk cow, and we had a couple of steers that we reared. And we all had chores to do. They had chickens and stuff. My chore was taking care of the stalled ox, the stalled cow. They bought this steer when he was very young. And, you know, most time they'll roam over a range, you know, a pasture and everything, feeding. We built, with our own hands, we built this great big, on skids. We used great big logs as two skids. And then we built on top of those logs this big stall. And we used 2x12 planks in there in the bottom, you know, 16 foot long or 12 foot long. I forget exactly the dimensions of it. But it was a sturdy, strong stall, okay? We put that steer in there. And my responsibility, my chores were to take care of that steer. We fed that steer ground corn, okay? We fed him the best of meat. We gave him fresh water twice a day. I cleaned his stall out twice a day. He didn't go out and have to range around for his food. Therefore, he put his bulk on quickly. He got as much to eat as he wanted, okay? It wasn't sparse. I kept filling that thing up twice a day. And that stalled ox, man, he beefed up. I mean, literally, beefed up, bulked up, beefed up in a short amount of time. And I would go in, that had a little door on there. I would go in that stall, and I'd clean out the pen. That was nasty. And we put those planks with about an inch and a half of space in between them so I could just shove the stuff down through the cracks, you know. And then he had his fresh water over here and his feed trough here. And that's the total amount of exercise that he got, was about a 12x12 area there. That's all he got. So he ate and just kind of walked around that area. He just ate the best of food. And we finally took him to the slaughterhouse. Never forget the day that we had to kill him. Shot him with a .22, you know, between the eyes. Boom, they drop, you know, and then you cut their throat, you get them to the slaughterhouse, and they take care of the processing of the beef. I remember the first time we sat down and ate him. You know, and here he was. I just, a few weeks ago, was feeding this thing, you know, and now he's on my plate. Amen. And boy, was that beef good. I'm telling you, it was corn-fed. It was delicious meat. And he bulked up quick, and it was some of the best meat I've ever put in my mouth. That's what he's talking about here. Stalled ox. The finest of meat, okay? You have a choice between a dinner of vegetables served with the hands of love, in the atmosphere of love, or you can have the finest of meats, the most luxurious food, serve it in the atmosphere of anger and wrath and bitterness. You take the vegetables served in the atmosphere with love every time over the finest meat served in the atmosphere of anger, wrath, or bitterness. That's what this verse is teaching. Extended here, love is far more important than material excess. Now notice that word excess, okay? Because a man must provide for his family. And that's one way a man feels like he is loving his family. Okay? And that's one way a man loves his family. Okay, ladies, you need to understand that. You know, ladies associate love with all that ooey-gooey, touchy-feely, you know, stuff, you know. But a man associates love with in a different way than women do. A man, you know, when a man goes to work, earns a paycheck, brings it home, puts food on the table, a roof over the head, clothes on the back, he feels like he's loving his family. And in a way, he is loving his family by being the right kind of provider. Okay? But, fellas, you know, material things, some people believe that material things are a total substitute for a showing of love. It's kind of like, of course I love you. Can't you see what I bought you? That won't work. Okay? It's kind of like, you know, a dad bringing home some items that he's purchased at the store. And, oh boy, Annette, I meant to say to pray for Greg. Did he get any kind of job lead this morning, this week? So we need to pray for him and for his salvation. Just pray that God works in his heart, okay? For Annette's husband, Greg, all right? But a dad can bring items home, place them on the table. He's purchased them at the store. He places them on the table. It's almost with the attitude of, see, there, I told you I loved you. Look what I've done for you, okay? Now, your kids will be so thankful, fellas, that you chose to be with them, doing things with them, being there for them, as opposed, now don't get me wrong, I understand what I'm saying, as opposed to working for material excess, okay? You know, you got to work a certain amount of hours at your job. You just got to. It's expected of you, all right? And hopefully with those hours, you can provide for your family. Then the opportunity may come to do more, which means spend more time away, spend more time on the job, and look, you know, sometimes we excuse that by saying, well, look what I can do. Look what I can provide for the family. Look what I'll be able to buy. We'll be able to get a different car. We'll be able to remodel the house. I'll be able to do this, and I'll be able to buy this for the kids. And so it's a trade-off of time at home for material excess, maybe things that we really don't need. Okay? Luxury, when you start making that swap, that's not wise. Okay? That's what he's talking about here. Okay? If you can provide nice material things for your family through the job God has given you, somewhere along the line, Americans need to learn to be content. I drive through these areas, I just marvel. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And at some point, we got to learn to be content. Just content. Do you make a modest income? Do you provide a modest living with that modest income? And I'm not against improving that modest income, okay? But when you start to have to sacrifice time with family to go beyond modest, okay? And it's your choice. Now, you know, I was talking to Brother Scott this week, man, that the demands at his place are incredible, aren't they, Scott? It's gone from night to day. I mean, it was nice. I used to have time, man. And now it's, what, 60, 70 hours a week? That kind of thing is going on in the work world. But where you have a choice, man, always err on the side of being there. Always err. You can't put a dollar figure on that.
That's right.
okay? You can't put a dollar. You might be able to buy, you know, this $2,000 item or provide this $3,000 something or this $15,000 remodeling project, you know, by working these excessive hours. But fellas, you can't put a dollar figure on being able to toss a ball in the backyard with your boy. You can't do that, okay? So don't give up that. Don't give up that time at home with a modest income. You know, providing a modest living. Okay, now I know what I'm talking about here, because I mean, you know, I know the demands of the work world are incredible. You men work out there, you know, the demands of the work world are incredible, and I also know that a lot of times you don't have choice. I mean, these are your hours. Work them, okay? But when you get the chance to choose between extra hours, extra money, you know, once in a while, okay. But be careful that you're not always shortchanging the home. Okay, you, that's not a good swap. That's not a wise swap. Again, love is shown by the provision of material items. When a man brings home the bacon, he feels that he is showing love to his family. And he is. If a man doesn't provide the basic necessities for his family, Timothy says, the book of Timothy says, he's worse than an infidel. Okay? But that's again, the basic necessities. Okay? So be careful. You know, possessions can grab us. When that happens, we're tempted to excuse the neglect at home by saying it is a sacrifice of love. Listen to somebody who already has three gone. And two more, I mean, the next 3 years, boom, we're down to one in the next 3 years. It's going to happen quick, okay? It goes fast, folks. I mean, it goes incredibly fast, okay? And you know, when you give up being able to throw that ball in the backyard, you can't go back and recoup it. When you give up taking them fishing, you can't go back and recoup it. Okay, be careful, fellas. You know, invest in that which is better. You got to choose between a ball game or playing a game with your kids. Choose the game. Okay, you got to choose between being at home one night or working 3 or 4 extra hours to pay for a flat screen, wall mounted, you know, platinum HD television. Choose being home that night. That's the wise choice. I promise you, that's the wise choice. Now, here's what happens to the little boys, you know. Mentally, Brother Tim took Derek to a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game last year. Derek was how old? He was 2. And Derek is not passive. Derek is an aggressive little young man. And he's full of energy. I like that. And how many innings did you make? 4. Amen. We made 4 innings. Now, that's good. Now, you know, say, man, but I really like to watch baseball. To be honest with you, that's the only professional sport that even captures my attention anymore. Professional basketball, I can't stand. A bunch of convicts waiting that need to be in jail. Professional football, man, a guy makes a tackle. He makes $8 million, and he makes a tackle. He thinks he saved the world, you know. You get paid to do that, boy, you know. Baseball, I don't know, it's really captured. I like baseball. I like baseball a lot. But, the boys, when they're 2 or 3, you know, then they grow up. Then time spent watching the baseball game together on TV, if you make it an event,
right,
and not just... Make it an event. Talk about the pitches, the curveball versus the changeup versus the fastball versus the cutter. Talk about strategy. You say, I don't know anything about the game. Learn. You got to find some common field of interest with those kids, okay? You'll be glad you did. You need to tie those strings to their heart when they're small. Tie those strings from your heart to theirs over and over again. I can't tell you. If you had to choose between watching a ball game or reading little golden books, the value of reading little golden books is 1 billion times over you watching that ball game. Those little golden books, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Huh? Little golden books. Sit down with the boy or the girl in your lap and read and read. And you can't read. Look, they don't know anything about moderation. Yeah, you got to tell one of the kids, I'll read you some books. They come back with this. You know, they don't get 2 or 3. They get 20. You know, they get the whole shelf. Huh? But that ought to tell you something. That ought to tell me something. You know, we look at it like, oh, brother. And I've done. I said, hey, put those back. Bring three books. But that ought to tell you something. I'd rather spend all this time with Daddy and Mommy than... Okay? This is what this verse is teaching. Okay? It's the atmosphere of love in the home. Is better than any luxury you can provide if you have to sacrifice that atmosphere of love. Okay? And it's pretty hard to maintain the atmosphere of love if you're never there. Now again, I understand work schedules. I understand. I mean, I talk with you men, you know. And boy, that's tough. But be careful. Okay? Be careful. Invest in that which is better. I still maintain a modest income, supporting a modest living that allows for families to be together is invaluable. Now, the world is telling you exactly the opposite. Make all you can. Make. Who are you if you're not earning six figures? Well, I'm going to die less than a who are you. So that's the truth. But that don't bother me. Because you can't put a dollar amount on the parent-child relationship. Amen. That's what this verse is teaching here, okay? So, the bond of love will hold far more tightly than the bond of things. Okay? And I know what I'm talking about. I know a situation where the man is an evangelist. And a good man. And a good preacher. But he's just gone all the time. Now, evangelists have it that way. It's tough. But when you bring stuff home and say, look at there. See, I told you Daddy loves you. I ain't going to cut it. The kid doesn't look at that thing and equate that with love. Okay? Just doesn't. What he equates with love is wrestling on the floor. You know, getting on your back, getting your knees up, tossing them over your head. You know, like a rocking horse, you know, throw them over your head. Man, how many times have I done that? Over and over and over. I'm glad I'm done with that. Yeah. Grandkids coming now. Yeah. Be hard to do that from Madagascar. But anyway. Huh? So this is what the verse is teaching. Better is a dinner of herbs, where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Okay. And in fact, the previous verse says the same thing. It's just different words. Verse 16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. If you're going to err on the side of modest and simple that lets you be there with your kids, lets you be there with your wife and family, okay? And be careful. And I understand. You say, well, man, and sometimes, yes, you have to be, and I have to be careful. I'm not going to talk to you one thing and do another, you know. And if I don't watch the schedule, it can get to the place where I'm gone every night. I've had seasons like this, and they'll come again. I'm not talking about being scared of work. I've had seasons where 21, 23 nights in a row I've been gone. I mean, not out of town, but doing something either here or out of town. 21, 23 nights in a row. That's too much. That's too many. Too many. This going out to speak stuff, I'm going twice a month. And I had guys call, said, nope, I can't come. And I'm getting to the place now where I'm turning down all Fridays because I'm finding out Friday's a tough night to be gone from home with a wife. And our kids get out of school at noon. So they're home Friday afternoon and evening, and it's tough when Dad's gone all day. So, you know, it's just, you know, you just got to learn what counts. Amen? You say, well, I can get more, you know. But all that stuff that you can accumulate is not going to touch that relationship. Okay? So make that priority. That's what this verse is teaching about here. It is not teaching that it's wrong to eat meat. So go home and enjoy your roast. Amen? Yes, sir. Or better yet, your pork chop. No pork chop. That's the other white meat, brother. Huh? Don't forget, next Sunday, we'll go over to Brother Don's house. If you need directions, not far. We'll get that worked out next week, okay? God bless you. See you downstairs.